Nice to be here. You're celebrating 125 years of worshiping here. I can look at your faces and I can clearly say 125, not out. Particularly the vicar. 125, Eric, and you're not out. You're still batting very strongly. The heart of the Christian faith is constantly looking to the future. Not with binoculars, skying the sky to see whether Jesus is coming, you know? No. I want some people to come and help me. I want somebody to volunteer, come. So, what is the first thing you do in the morning? What must you do? You've been sleeping all night. What's the first thing you must do?
Wake up.
Wake up. So you are wake up. You're Mr. Wake Up. Are you awake?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're awake?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wake up. I want another one. When you're woken up, what must you do? Do you know what you do? You can't remember? Have you got your mom here? Mom, what does she do? Go to the bathroom to do what? To do what? She goes to the loo, okay. After the toilet, what does she do? Wash her hands. What does she do? Nothing else? Well, this is wake up. We are going to call you ready. So your name is ready. So when I touch you, you tell me you are ready. Wake up, ready. And what do you have next? You are ready. What do you have next? Waking up, ready. What do you do?
Have breakfast.
Have breakfast. So yours is feed up. What are you?
Wake up.
What are you?
Okay.
What are you? Feed up.
Feed up.
Feed up. Feed up. Yeah, you got to feed up. So we got to wake up. Feed up, yeah. I don't want you to say eat up because that sounds a little bit like no, you just got to feed up. And then when you've eaten up, what do?
Change.
You're going to get changed. No, Reddy has already done it. Reddy has done that already. What should happen here? You've been in the toilet, your mom tells us. You've cleaned your hands. That's all you do there, nothing else. There should be somebody here. So who are you? Do you remember who you are? Ready? What's your name?
Jessica.
No! That's not your name! We're doing a little bit of Peppa Pig. Your name is gone. All right? Okay, what are you?
Ready.
What are you?
Breakfast.
Feed up, not breakfast. You are feed up, my friend. You are both getting ready, but the first thing you got to do is to clean up, haven't you? Do you ever wash? Mom, does she ever wash? All right. So you clean up and you get ready and you feed up. What do you do next? What happens here?
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth? No, clean up has already done it.
Pray.
Pray. Now here's somebody who says pray. I like that. So you pray. What are you?
Ready.
What are you?
Okay.
You also clean up as well. Otherwise somebody else will come here. We don't want another person. No. So you are both. You are ready. So you clean up, you brush your teeth and you feed up. And what do? You pray. What else? Go to school. So you're going to learn. You're Mr. Learning. Learn, learn, learn. And you know, the cycle begins again. Your breakfast, you're so determined. Did you have breakfast this morning? I've never known a lady determined about breakfast. Doesn't want to be feed up, want to be breakfast. What do you have for breakfast? Wonderful. I had the opposite. I can tell you mine. They can know mine. I had porridge with a banana. And who are you? You're praying, and who are you?
Mom.
Learn. We want some more, and then we begin the sack again. Yes, sir? Can you come up? And what are you?
Sleep.
Sleep. Yeah. So the cycle has started. You sleep. You are ready. Breakfast. Okay, you go to act out. Ready, what do you do to get ready? Show us how you get ready. What about you clean up? What do you do? Breakfast, show us how you do. Good, you feed like that? That's very good. What about you? You're praying? You're praying? Show us how you learn. Okay, and you? Okay. Now, without me telling you, together do your actions. 1, 2, 3, ready, go. Now, who do you think is the best? Okay, who do you think was the best? Quiet. Okay, shouting won't help me. Put up your hand if you think he was the best. Go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put up your hand if you think she was the best. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Your hand if you think breakfast was the best. Got more? Praying, who you think was the best? Learning? Sleeping? Let's try once more. Those who thought breakfast was the best, hands up. I think you've won. I think you've won. Now the message for this Sunday, because we're looking to the future, Thessalonians were worried Jesus was taking a long time to come. They were worried those who died, what will happen to them? Paul says, don't worry, they're going to be with Jesus. And in the gospel, we had five bridesmaids who are wise and five were unwise. The wise one did what they do? The wise one did what in the reading? Yeah. And the two coil and the others? They just didn't. They didn't know when it's going to come, so it all ran out. And there are some Christians like that. We're expecting Jesus to come. They've been waiting a long time. Oh, well, this Jesus thing is delaying. Every day should be expecting Christ to be. So you should be?
Get ready.
Clean up. You should clean up. What is it? You should be feeding up. And you should be praying. And you should be?
Learning.
And you should be?
Sleeping,
resting in Jesus. And finally, you should also grow up. You should grow up. So the message today, get ready. Clean up. Feed up, although she still wants breakfast only. Pray. Learn more about Jesus. Rest in his love. And me, finally, grow up. Because when you do that, Christ may then come. Now, I promised somebody was the best. Since you are the best, I give you £5 so that you can go and have a bit of lunch. All right? Thank you very much.